At its foot, hunched over the ground, was the rounded silhouette of a human figure. I froze. The figure heaved and shifted laboriously, releasing gasping puffs of breath and effortful grunts. In a long, slow second, my mind reeled to and fro 100 times between 2 thoughts. It was Miss Winter. It couldn't be Miss Winter. It was Miss Winter because it was. I could tell, I could sense it. It was her, and I knew it. It couldn't be her. Miss Winter was frail and ill. It wasn't Miss Winter. But somehow, impossibly, despite everything, it was. That first second was long and confusing. The second, when it finally came, was sudden. The figure froze, swiveled, rose, and I knew. Miss Winter's eyes, brilliant, supernatural green, but not Miss Winter's face. A patchwork of scarred and mottled flesh, crisscrossed by crevices deeper than age could make. 2 uneven dumplings of cheeks, lopsided lips, one half a perfect bow that told of former beauty, the other a twisted graft of white flesh. Emmeline! Miss Winter's twin! Alive and living in this house! My mind was in turmoil. Blood was pounding in my ears. Shock paralyzed me. She stared at me unblinking, and I realized she was less startled than I was. But still, she seemed to be under the same spell as me. We were both cast into immobility. She was the first to recover. In an urgent gesture, she raised a dark, soil-covered hand toward me, then turned and hurried away, leaning forward, shoulders hunched, the cat following. And though she was no longer visible, I could hear her singing as she departed. That infuriating, tuneless, 5-note fragment. La 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 la. I stood listening until it faded completely away. Then, realizing that my feet and hands were freezing, I turned back to the house.